All right, we're back here on Mix 93. Time for our Coach's Corner, brought to you by Aspire SQ. And I had Coach Tom Curley joining us here post-game. And, Coach, before we talk about anything else in the game, Brandon Cowie, Frank Verwink, both captains coming off the field there in the fourth quarter. What can you say about their status here?
Well, you know, we'll reevaluate it right now later, Josh. But, Cowie's, he took an upper body and, the protocol and all that stuff that could happen there. So, I don't know exactly how that's going. Good. He did come back and, walk through the line and all that stuff. And, Frank's, I think, was an ankle at the end. So, we'll evaluate those with Eric Bassano and go over that tomorrow and try to get him ready for Tuesday and hopefully next week.
So what exactly happened over there on the sidelines? I saw that they had the flag for the late hit and then another flag came in later.
Yeah, they gave us one for one of our kids, John, at the refs and, complaining it was a hit. And, that happens at heat of the moment. And, our kids were trying to protect, their leader and, weren't very happy that it was a late hit out of bounds. So, that happens. It's a tough game.
It is, and a game that you held in here all day long. Ferris State gave you a ton of opportunities with turnovers, and your defense did a nice job forcing those turnovers there, but you just couldn't seem to capitalize on a lot of those.
Well, we didn't. I thought we played as well as we could possibly play defensively. I mean, that's two touchdowns less than, that anyone's held them to all year with points, and really one of the touchdowns was a punt return. So really, that one shouldn't count against us defensively. And I think it was almost 200 yards a game, 200 yards less than they've been averaging. And, I thought we played hard. I think we forced, four turnovers and played very well. First half, we moved it a little bit. We did very little offensively in the second half. I think it was probably the key of the football game, maybe.
What adjustments did you see them make defensively in the second half that really made it so much more difficult?
No, I don't think they played any different schematically. I mean, it was, excuse me. We just, we struggled in, the first play. We thought we wanted to take a whirl at the corner and, threw it. And he made a nice play and picked it and gave him a short field. And they got us down there. And the weather, of course, wasn't a great day to play. But, we gave him two short fields at the start. And then our defense hung in there. I don't know how many times they stopped him inside the 10 there in those last couple of drives.
Yeah, a couple of big stops certainly kept you into the game for a long time. Last thing before I let you go here, just a short assessment on what you saw from Jake Brown today and his brief moments out there.
Well, that's a tough situation. He's the third quarterback. He was down on the scout team this week, and Isaiah got dinged on some special teams. We use him on some special teams to get him on the field, and he got banged where his shoulder was such that he couldn't throw. So now we're playing that last series with a guy that like I said was down on our scout team this week.
Well, hopefully we can get ourselves healthy for next week. It's the season finale at home against Tiffin next week. So I guess rally the troops, and we'll see you at home next weekend.
Oh, we'll rally. We'll play hard. And I told them after the game, I'm proud of them. They played as hard as they could. We just didn't play well enough to beat a really, really good football team.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time here today.
Thanks, Josh.
Head coach of the Huskies, Tom Curley, and his post-game interview. We'll pick a player right after this on Mix 93.